are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. It's MLB draft season, and the Locked On MLB Prospects podcast is covering every future star of MLB. Host Aram Layton brings you player interviews and farm system breakdowns every single day. Subscribe to Locked On MLB Prospects on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm a former contributor for the baseball statistics and analysis websites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I've been podcasting about the Giants since 2015, and I'm a lifelong fan. So coming up on today's show, we sure do have a lot to talk about. It is our Monday tradition, three things we learned this weekend, but, you know, also the Giants wrapped up the first half of the season. We are officially in the All-Star break, and the MLB draft is underway. At the time of this recording, the Giants have already made a couple of picks. So we'll briefly discuss those, but also talk about what went on over the weekend with the Giants, and also Farhan Zaidi met with reporters. The Giants made a ton of roster moves, so there's just a lot to get into. But the first thing I want to talk about is what Farhan Zaidi said when he met with reporters on, I think it was Friday, regarding their potential needs at the trading deadline, which is fast approaching. So I just thought there were some interesting quotes here, so I'm just going to read them all, basically. The first one is that, quote, "We really like our team. We like the way the pieces on this team fit. This is some of the best clubhouse team chemistry that I've ever been around. Anytime you talk about moves, it's kind of fun to speculate, but there's a very real impact on the clubhouse. I've been through a number of trade deadlines and made some trades that looked really good on paper, but maybe didn't feel great. If you kind of stumble a little bit, you start wondering, was that the right move for us to make to change a mix that we really liked? That's going to be a big part of our conversation." So I'm just going to pause there and point out that, you know, he worked for the Dodgers as their general manager for a number of years. And before that, he was with the Oakland A's. And when he was with the A's, I really believe the move he's talking about most specifically here is when they traded Yoenis Cespedes away from their team. And they brought in John Lester. I think that was the deal there. But it just kind of left a big gaping hole in the middle of their lineup. They felt like they could cover it, and they brought in, you know, peak John Lester, who was an excellent pitcher, someone who they thought could help them win in the postseason. But that team started to lose a lot, and everybody felt like they were just missing this big presence in the middle of their lineup and in their clubhouse. So it's just really interesting to hear him say that. It's almost like they learned a very valuable lesson from that. And I think as Giants fans, we can relate to maybe a similar feeling when the Giants traded away Matt Duffy for Matt Moore. So it may have made sense, although I was not as optimistic about Moore as the Giants seemed to be at the time. But, you know, Duffy was so popular and well-liked that it felt like it left a gaping hole. But regardless, he's talking about that type of move, the type of move, you know, the Matt Duffy type of feeling after you make a trade. So that's just an interesting thing to point out. And I also heard him separately mention the point about anytime you bring in a player, you have to understand it is at the expense of somebody else who's already on the roster. So you have to be mindful of that. Someone coming in means someone else going out. So who's going to go out and what is the impact on the field and in the clubhouse from that? However, he goes on to say, quote, "I would say projecting out, what I'm most worried about is just the starting pitching. That's the toughest area to cover if you wind up having injuries. It's just the most important thing to maintaining continuity. I would say that pitching depth, particularly starting depth, is sort of the biggest ongoing concern." He goes on to say, "We feel really good about the way we're playing, and if there's the right opportunity to add to this team, I think we have a little bit of a different mindset than we did in 2019. But I think we're still going to be careful with anything that's involving our long-term plan, some of the younger guys that we have that we're really excited about." So, I mean, the big takeaways are obvious. Clearly, their number one priority as the trade deadline approaches is starting pitching. And we've pointed that out a number of times on this show that, you know, if there was an injury to like Kevin Gausman, who was fabulous again on Sunday, they would be in a world of trouble, especially if there was a couple of injuries, say DeSclafani and Gausman go down. Like, what would this team look like in that case? It would definitely be a big problem. So, you know, he also mentioned in terms of not wanting to mess with the long-term plan and keeping the younger players, it's kind of a balancing act because you don't want to trade away your best prospects. So that might put you in the rental market. So later on down the line, and probably as we go into this All-Star break, we'll take a look at some of these starting pitching options for the Giants to potentially trade for. But coming up next, I do want to talk about what went on over the weekend. I want to talk about all the roster moves that the Giants made. And then we'll also talk about the Giants' first round pick, even though the draft is ongoing here. Will Bednar, right-handed pitcher, most outstanding player in the College World Series this year, led his team to a national title. So we'll talk about that next. But first, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. The baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON. That's promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, as promised, I want to talk about a lot of the moves that got made over the weekend. There were several fascinating moves, also some injury updates, players going on rehab assignments, and I want to talk about the games. And then later, we will talk about the Giants' first-round pick, the decision they made to draft who they drafted. So we'll talk about Will Bednar later on the show today. But man, there were several roster moves and kind of players being assigned to rehab assignments. And so I want to get into all of that and talk about the games. The Giants sweeping the Washington Nationals in this series, going into the All-Star break with the best record in Major League Baseball, having a two-game lead over the Dodgers in the division, and having a six-game lead over the Padres in the division. So suddenly the Padres are really on the outside looking in here in the NL West. But, I mean, let's talk about a few of the procedural things that went down. First of all, Logan Webb was activated and started on Friday, and to me, he is just a huge part of the present and the future of this team. And as Farhan Zaidi said in those quotes we read in the first segment there, starting pitching is a very major concern, an area of focus for them. And if Logan Webb can just be healthy and pitch the way he's pitched this season, that would be so huge for this team down the stretch and moving forward. Because he's like the only guy currently in the starting rotation who's not set to reach free agency at the end of the year. So having Logan Webb as just a guy you can slot into your rotation for years to come, he's not eligible to reach free agency for like 5 years. So, you know, he's a long-term piece, which is not to say they don't want to bring a Kevin Gausman and an Anthony DeSclafani and maybe an Alex Wood back, but you know, Logan Webb, I'm just really high on him if he can continue to pitch the way he's pitched this year. And he was really good in his, whatever it was, 3 innings, 45 pitches on Friday. He was on a pitch limit, and that's because he's working his way back from this shoulder injury. So after the game, the Giants optioned him back to the minor leagues, and that was simply a procedural move. Because of the break, he basically can come back in and take a normal turn in the rotation at the back end of it. And it's also to get him back into the minors to continue to build himself up over the All-Star break instead of taking the time off. And also, they did it so they could call up Joey Bart. And I just love the way that this front office takes it series by series, game by game, trying to win each and every night, making all these moves to put themselves in the best position to win on any given night. So Joey Bart, the Giants were facing a lefty in John Lester, a guy I called a vulnerable lefty, just definitely in the downslope of his career right now, having a rough season. Joey Bart facing a vulnerable lefty, they call him up to get a look at him, and he starts that game on Saturday with Anthony DeSclafani on the mound. DeSclafani had a great start. Joey Bart looked good defensively. A lot of, you know, really nice blocks, was a good framer in this game as well. And Bart had two hits, two singles. He did have a couple of strikeouts, but, you know, Bart looked solid, and it was just an interesting time to kind of call him up and give him a look. So anyway, the Giants did option Joey Bart after Sunday's game, which was started at catcher by Kurt Casale, who hit a three-run homer that was the only Giants scoring, and they won by a score of 3-1. So they're getting kind of crazy good production out of the catcher position this year. Kurt Casale has come all the way back from a terrible start to end up having an above-average offensive first half of the season. So great effort by Casale in the last month to get himself to that point. A couple of other moves. Mike Tauchman has begun a rehab assignment. So he is close to being back. I would imagine that after the All-Star break, he would be ready to be activated should the Giants want to do that. Tommy La Stella also, as of Saturday, was going to play five innings in AAA Sacramento. So Tommy La Stella also probably pretty close to being back. Remember, he was on the rehab assignment and then fractured his thumb. But I guess it was a minor fracture. He only needed a couple weeks, and then he's back playing in Sacramento. So the Giants are definitely going to have a roster crunch coming up with guys like La Stella, Tauchman, Evan Longoria, Logan Webb, who was, again, optioned, coming back to the roster. So there's going to be a major league roster crunch, and there's also going to be a 40-man roster crunch because guys who are on the 60-day injured list are taken off the 40-man roster, but when they come back, and that's Tommy La Stella and Evan Longoria, when they come back, you've got to clear a spot on the 40-man roster, either by DFAing somebody, trading somebody, whatever the case may be. So it's going to be fascinating to continue to watch this as we move through the month of July. I think what the roster looks like on August 1st, it could be really different than what it looks like now. Giants also called up Caleb Berriger on Sunday. Just a ton of moves. It's almost hard to even keep track with all the moves that the Giants make, but they're always doing it in the best interests of the team, like in the short term and the long term. So they're very deliberate, very thoughtful, and very competitive and focused day by day. Tyler Beede also was active and made his season debut. Was definitely wild, but ultimately looked pretty good when he was able to reach the strike zone. Tough to hit when he's throwing strikes. So anyway, coming up next, we'll wrap this all up. We'll preview what's to come for the rest of the week, and we'll finally talk about the Giants' first-round pick, Will Bednar, a right-handed pitcher, most outstanding player in this year's College World Series. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's really something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, you're missing out. Coconut, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you'll get two of each of the nine flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too, and that's really important to me. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from just 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Built Bar is also the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, as promised, we're going to wrap this whole thing up, preview what's to come for the rest of the week, because we've got, you know, the Giants aren't going to be playing again till Friday, and there was a lot to pack into today's show, kind of just summarizing everything that was going on. And then, of course, I want to talk about the Giants selecting Will Bednar with their first round pick last night. So with the 14th overall pick, the Giants took Bednar. Even though some other players who were projected to be even as high as potentially the number one pick in the draft fell to them and were available to draft. There was some speculation that the Giants were going to be the team that snatched one of these players up, but allegedly a deal may have fallen through at the last minute and they pivoted to Bednar. We don't know for sure, but that's kind of the rumor. Specifically, the player I'm talking about there is Khalil Watson, a high school shortstop who ended up going to the Marlins a few picks later. But Michael Holmes, the Giants' director of amateur scouting in his third year here, hired by Farhan Zaidi, said, you know, a bunch of things about Bednar after they made this selection. He said, quote, "I think what we really liked about Will was just kind of what he showed at the College World Series. He's a physical college right-hander with a fastball that misses bats in the zone, and he has the ability to miss bats with his secondary stuff. I think anyone that got a good glimpse of him in Omaha saw the type of competitor that he is. He checked a lot of boxes for us as a starting pitcher, and we were really excited to be able to select him." Bednar, meeting with the media, said, quote, "I'm a huge competitor. I'm going to compete wherever I go, and I'm going to work my tail off to be the best that I can be wherever I go." So Holmes continued, "Although need does sometimes creep into your head, you try to kind of focus on what the player can do and what you think the value is. We had a nice little string since I got here of college position players that we're really excited about, but it's nice to put an arm into the system as well." So he's referencing the fact that the Giants have a string of taking position players with their first round pick, Hunter Bishop in his first draft, and then Patrick Bailey in the second. And then in the first draft, they took like 9 of their first picks were position players, something like that. So Bednar probably becomes one of the Giants' very best pitching prospects right away. Having, you know, watched some of his highlights, he's got a potentially overpowering type of fastball, pretty straight, that plays up in the zone, kind of with that riding action, swing and miss type pitch. He's also got a good slider that I've heard is even considered to be better than scouts might see it when the computer models take it into account and consider things like the spin rate and just the characteristics of the pitch when you look at the data that you can gather with some of this new technology. So they really like that mix, and they also think that his changeup is a quality pitch as well. So they view him as a starting pitcher. He is a big physical presence as a right-handed pitcher. He's also got this good mentality. Like he says, he's a competitor. If you watched him pitch in the College World Series, he was just, you know, he wants the ball. He doesn't like hitters. I heard somebody say that, and I think it's a good way to describe it. He just doesn't like hitters. He's just got a good mentality and kind of that winner's mentality, and also he's got the pitches to back it up and to be a really quality major league arm potentially. So that was the Giants' first round pick. Some people disappointed that they didn't take Khalil Watson, who many considered a superior talent, but there's strategy to this. The concept is that, you know, basically you save money to spend throughout the rest of the draft, instead of if the Giants had taken Watson, they would have to save money throughout the rest of the draft. So it's not about being cheap, because they're basically going to spend their pool of money no matter what. It's just about how you distribute that pool of money throughout the entire draft. So it's a strategy, but it's not to say that they don't like Will Bednar. They may very well view him as a superior talent. We don't know. And so, you know, the draft in MLB is kind of very unpredictable, and we think we know, but we don't really know. So that's kind of my two cents on it. But Bednar seems like a good kid out of the Pittsburgh area. His brother is a major league reliever with the Pirates, actually. So anyway, there you have it. The draft is ongoing, and we'll continue to talk about it throughout the rest of the week. We'll also summarize the first half of the season for the Giants. We'll talk about everything that went right with the Giants having the best record in the major leagues at 57-32 going into the break. We'll break down the numbers. So just a lot to get into. We'll also talk about the Home Run Derby. We'll talk about the All-Star Game. So be sure to come back throughout the rest of the week. It's going to be a really fun All-Star break week on the show. We're going to continue to do daily shows. So it's been so much fun being with you throughout this magical first half of the season for the Giants. I'm really looking forward to the second half and hopefully making it to the playoffs and being able to be with you throughout that entire journey. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you like this show, please consider rating it or leaving a review. It helps me out tremendously. So thank you in advance, and thank you so much to everyone who's done so already. I can't wait to be with you again tomorrow. Thanks again for listening. Stay locked on Giants. Thank you.